Obviously, there's a whole variety of recipes in other chocolates. There may be milk powder in it to give milk chocolate. There may be nuts present in the bar. There may be other components. But these are the essential basic ingredients of a bar of chocolate. So, going back to the manufacture of the chocolate, we described how we make cocoa powder, and then we can mix the cocoa powder with the fat and the sugar and the emulsifier. But then the next step, when we just mix them, we have to mill the product to reduce the particle size, because our mouth can detect large particles and they feel rather gritty. It's very important that all the solid particles in the chocolate have got a very small particle size, so we can get the smooth feel that we expect from a bar of chocolate when it's melted in our mouth. So milling helps to reduce the particle size down to less than about 20 microns, which is quite small, so we can't actually detect individual particles then in our mouth. All we get is a smooth overall texture. Okay, so having milled this mixture, we then come to another important step called conching. And this step is very important for the development of flavour in the chocolate, because when we just mix the ingredients, if we were to consume the product at that stage, we'd find it was perhaps rather bitter, rather acid. A lot of the chocolate flavour would be there, but there would be other flavours that were not so attractive that were associated with that product. So what we do is this process of conching, and this involves heating a chocolate mass with stirring. So often this bowl might rotate and we have a sort of a paddle sitting in the bowl, and so the rotating bowl, the chocolate slaps up against the paddle and falls back into the mixture. And this exposes the chocolate to the air for long periods of time. So typically, for a plain chocolate, you might use a temperature of 70 degrees Celsius for up to 24 hours or even up to 48 hours if you want to make a very high-quality chocolate. And during this time, the flavour will improve. The product will become less bitter, less acid, much smoother. And at the end of this process, you should have a product that tastes just like you would expect for a good quality bar of chocolate. There have been new processes developed to speed this up, because, of course, these days in industry, time is money, and long processes like this mean you've got a very expensive product. So there are alternative processes that will reduce the time, and therefore the product will be cheaper to make, but it's quite difficult to get as good a flavour if you go for a shorter process. Okay, so having conched the chocolate, we then have to prepare bars of chocolate, and we have to prepare the chocolate for moulding into bars. And chocolate must be heated and cooled under controlled conditions to produce a chocolate suitable for pouring into a mould. And this is necessary to achieve good quality chocolate. So we need to heat the product under controlled conditions and cool it. But it still has to be fluid when we pour it into the mould, because clearly a chocolate mould looks something like this. So these are moulds where we have small impressions in a plastic or metal container. The chocolate has to be liquid when it goes into these containers, these moulds, but it has to set to form a solid material. And indeed, when it sets, it has to pull away from the surface of the mould so you can actually remove it from the mould quite easily without damaging it. So we say that it needs to be fluid, it needs to have a low viscosity when it's poured into the mould, it then needs to set to a solid material, and it needs to contract during that while it sets. It needs to pull away from the walls of the mould, it needs to become smaller as it contracts, and therefore it will then, when you turn the mould upside down, it will simply fall out.